Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know how many of you follow the advice for family gatherings to discuss everything except religion and politics. As much as it seems to be the rule in polite gatherings, within the church there seems to be a third subject that is taboo for discussion. It is the subject of stewardship. Seems that when we start talking about commitment of our resources, that some Lutherans have great difficulties. In fact, I had a parishioner who told me once, "Pastor, don't talk about my pocketbook." Today's text, however, is one that can't avoid the subject. Jesus was in the temple. He had recently ridden into Jerusalem on that little donkey. He had chased out the money changers and those that had made the temple into a marketplace. And he had recently kind of knocked heads with the scribes and the Pharisees, and now he was wandering over toward the court of the Gentiles. He ended up in the treasury in the court of the women. And it was Passover, and the crowds of people were heavy. And as he approached the end of his mission, his final teaching would soon begin, and then the Passion. So he took a little rest. He settled down to rest in an area where the offerings were received into 13 trumpet-shaped receptacles, brass boxes, some describe them. The Passover crowd was there. Pilgrims from round about brought their offerings that they put into whichever receptacle they wished to use. Different receptacles for different offerings. Designated offerings, that's another subject for another seminar, perhaps, of how to properly use those, gentlemen. But this was quite the scene. They didn't have paper money, checks, or credit cards to use for their offerings. So they dropped coins down the trumpets. They rattled and clanged as they went down to the neck of the container. The text records that some brought large offerings. One might speculate how a large contribution would sound as it was poured in and how other worshipers might react. But Jesus didn't react to any of those large offerings. Then a poor widow threw in two of the smallest coins, not even a penny in worth. Those two small coins must have made the slightest sound as they dropped into the chest. But Jesus noticed, for her giving was sacrificial. It was indeed from her heart. It was all she had. The others contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had to live on, Jesus said. He commended this woman's contribution. The smallest of the day, but in Jesus' eye, the widow gave more than all the rest. In his omniscience, he knew what was left. She had nothing. The rest had an abundance. The widow gave more of what she had. She didn't hold back half. The widow sacrificed more, the others less, for obviously her heart trusted God. She had faith in God, as Jesus says in Matthew 6, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Her heart, obviously, was with God. She who had great need, no supporting husband, took her need and gave it all to God, and he provided. He provided for, he knew her need and her faith, and he provided as Jesus also says in Matthew 6. Do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles worry after these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He saw something else in her. This woman, indeed, was a type of Christ. As she gave her all, so Jesus, God's own Son, would soon complete his total contribution for the world. In trust and in obedience, he gave up all that he was and all that he had. He emptied himself and took on the form of a servant, taking on our flesh and becoming obedient to the death of the cross to pay the debts of us all. His stewardship was to pay the debts that we had no hope to pay, that we might be his. And because he gave himself for us, we can respond. We can respond as stewards of all that he gives us, his gifts of life, of health, of hope, of word and sacrament. We respond following the widow's example, commending ourselves to God's care and his mercy, his ever faithful provision of all that we need for this body and life. Because of the gift of faith, we trust him and we commit to serve. Some making great sacrifices that they might become equipped to be his servants of word and sacrament. Indeed, not to be rich in the eyes of the world, but to be rich in his grace. Rich in his grace, his tools to spread his word to a world that doesn't know the riches of God's mercy in his Son. For we live and give of our time, our talents, and treasure that these people might come to know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.